Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Most of what people see as Christianity in the world has varying degrees of how they follow the Bible. Most everyone thinks that whether it is their religion or their church or their group or their community, that they're all worshiping the same God. And as we have seen in the coming one world religion, how that Satan the devil is going to bring everything to a peak crisis in the world. And Satan has always wanted to be worshiped as God. And we have seen in Luke the 4th chapter where Satan the devil told Jesus that if you will worship me, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world, for they have been delivered to me, and I give it to whomsoever I will. Now that's quite a statement. And also there's another statement in Revelation 12 and verse 9. So let's turn there. Some of these scriptures we're going to review. And as we review them, let's ask the question for each one of us. You ask yourself this question: have I been deceived? Your first reaction is, no, I haven't been deceived. But what if you have? How are you going to come out from that deception? And understand this, Satan has greater and bigger plans for mankind. He's not done yet. So Revelation 12 and verse 9, now let's read it. And that great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan. Now that is a perfect description of the adversary. And this goes back in time that if you investigate any history of any society going back, and today we have that ability more than ever before, there always is dragon worship, serpent wisdom and inspiration. And this is thought of in many of religions as good. So we can look at those and say, why, yes, they are deceived. All right, who else is deceived? Now let's see what it says here. Who is deceiving the whole world? Very interesting. Now if you're going to deceive the whole world, which Satan the devil is doing, and it's just like a pall or a net that encompasses the whole world, and how is he able to deceive the whole world? And what is his ultimate goal that he's working for? And could you be inadvertently trapped into his deceptions? Let's see how Satan the devil works. Let's come to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, because this is a very important thing to understand. Now, some of these scriptures we've covered in the past, but we know that the scriptures are line upon line, here a little, there a little, and it builds a whole picture together. And the reason that the Bible is so important is because the Bible is absolutely true, and the Bible is absolutely up to date. Now, we will see that. Even though we're going to talk about some of the technological marvels that men are on the verge of breaking through to do. And some of these are very startling. But let's first ask the question, how is it that Satan the devil deceives the world? Well, first of all, he's got a lot of helpers. Next, most of them belong to the elite organizations of this world, in religion, in science, in government, and in business. Now stop and think for a minute. Look at the recent Christmas shopping season. Remember how it started out? They used to have Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving in the United States of America. But not content with that, they even had Black Thursday, so that they would start at midnight. And the reason it's called Black Friday is because most companies, businesses, and corporations make 40% of their profit on the Christmas shopping season. Now let's ask a question. Does everyone who was involved in all those activities, and I use the present tense does, do they think they're doing Christ a favor by going out and shopping to buy Christmas gifts? Do they think that they are religious in what they are doing? Do they think that they have been so deceived, they're just like lemmings mobbing out over the end of the cliff and they don't even know it? Do they think they're doing good? Of course they do. Do they feel uplifted and spiritual in doing this? In some cases, yes. So how does Satan get everyone in such a frenzy? Could you say that they have been programmed? Could you say that it's through their education? Yes, indeed. Through their religion? Yes, indeed. Through the teachings of their parents? Yes, indeed. Through the teachings of their churches? Although ostensibly, many of them think they are Christian. Well, you go to our segments on Christmas and Easter and you will find what they're doing has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. This is why we keep offering for you the book, A Cold Holidays or God's Holy Days, which... Now, I'm going to make an outlandish statement here that you need to test yourself on and prove, because there's a lot of information out there to prove it. If you keep Halloween, Christmas, Easter, New Year's, Lent, do you think that you're Christian in doing those? If you are thinking that that is true, you have been deceived. And the master deceiver and the originator of those days is Satan the devil, who, as we'll see a little later, comes as an angel of light to do good, to help humanity. So how does he keep everyone in this deception, perpetual, going on? And we will see how that many people don't even realize it. Now, there are some who know it. The super elite who run the world know who they are worshiping. That's why they are rewarded so handsomely. Because Satan said, I give it to whomsoever I will. Now, as I read Ephesians, the second chapter, I want you to think about all the helpers that Satan the devil has. All the media. Television, radio, music, all the education, all the schools, all the universities, all the religions of the world, and the so-called Christian religions which practice the occult holidays. Now, why are they called occult? Because Satan is the author of them. Need to realize that. Likewise, in business, in finance, in banking, why are we in such a terrible mess? It says in Revelation 12:9, he is deceiving the whole world. How up-to-date do you think your Bible is? How modern is the truth of the Word of God? I'll tell you this. It is modern and up-to-date right to the minute. Ephesians 2 and verse 1. Now you were dead in trespasses and sins. Well, let's stop right there. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there are a lot of things out there that people do that think are good. They don't think they're sin. They don't think they're following Satan the devil because he has been so crafty and so masterful and such a great counterfeiter that people actually believe they are doing the will of God. Now, we will see there is a great separation from the world for those who are true Christians. But we'll cover that in different ways at different times. But let's look at the world today. Let's look at your life. Now, dead in sins and trespasses, in which you walked in times past. Now, what does that mean? That means walking. That means a way of life. What is your way of life? Have you intended to do good? Well, did you know that the book of Proverbs says that there is a way which seems right to a man, and the ends thereof are the ways of death? Did you know that the Proverbs also says, every way of a man is clean in his own eyes, or her own eyes? This is why you need to compare your conduct with the Word of God. Not just what you think. Not relying just on yourself or relying on someone whom you think will tell you the truth but won't. Let's read on. In which you walked in times past according to the course of this world. Are you involved in the things that the world does? Now, we all have to live in the world, but Jesus Christ said that his followers are not of this world. That through the power of conversion, and we'll talk about conversion later, God separates them spiritually from the world. And their behavior is in conformity to the Word of God and the truth of Christ and the commandments of God, which is contrary to the way of the world. Let's continue. According to the prince of the power of the air, that is none other than Satan the devil. And there are times when nations are in the grips of satanic deception and evil, that it's almost like the whole nation and all the people were possessed and influenced so heavily by Satan the devil that they relished in sin, relished in destruction, relished in war, relished in killing. Need I say anything about the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, Mao Tse-tung, despots in Africa, the Middle East? All of them are convinced that they're doing the will of God, or Allah, or whatever they call God. They're headed for sure destruction. Let's read on. The spirit that is now working within the children of disobedience. I want you to think about that. Are there a lot of people who have, what they say, a great deal of inspiration? Yes, indeed. But how do you judge that? Have you ever been going along, minding your own business, and all of a sudden, bing! An evil thought enters into your mind. How did that get there? Where did that come from? Has that been assisted by the music you listen to? By the television that you watch? By the newspapers and magazines and downloadable information from the internet that you read? Where did that come from? Well, right here. From the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working within the children of disobedience. Question. Who are the children of disobedience? All of those who reject the commandments of God. Because people feel that if they do good, they're fine. If it's fun, it's wonderful. If it pleases you, then that's good. But a lot of that can be disobedience. Because you see, it tells us in Isaiah 8, to the law and the testimony, that's the Old Testament and New Testament. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And Jesus said that if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So I want you to ask the question of yourself, have I been deceived? And the standard that you use is the Word of God to answer that question. Because your first impulse is, why, no, I'm a good person. Well, I've done a few things. Well, I lie once in a while. Well, I've stolen a few things once in a while. Oh, I hate this neighbor down the street, but for a good cause. Oh, I can't stand that relative of mine. Oh, those in-laws. Is that of God? Do you consider yourself a Christian? How much do you know about Jesus Christ and God the Father? See, we have to ask those questions. Because we're living in a world that, as Revelation shows, is completely deceived by Satan the devil. Let's read on here. Verse 3, among whom also we all once had our conduct in the lust of our flesh, doing the things willed by the flesh and by the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest of the world. That describes the world. And unless you have answered the call of God, and unless you have been properly baptized, and unless you have received the Holy Spirit of God, this is you and everyone else in the world. Now, only God can redeem us from Satan the devil. Only God can show us and tell us what is right. So what do you see when you see entertainment? What do you hear when you listen to music? What do you think of when you are thinking? Is it about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the mind? What is it? Oh, well, I feel so good getting all these gifts for all these people. Where in the Bible does it say, buy Christmas gifts? Where in the Bible does it tell us that Jesus was supposedly born on December 25th? My. None of those things are in the Bible, but I bet you think they're there. And if you even ask your minister or pastor if you go to church, is Christmas pagan? He would say, well, it used to be, but the church has sanctified it, and if we put Christ into Christmas, everything will be fine. Really? The truth is, the true Jesus Christ was never in Christmas. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because this is going to be an example of what we're going to cover later on. because not everything that Satan does is framed in religion. It's also in finance. It's in technology. It's in education. And he comes with a solution. And when you follow Satan's solutions, which never, never work. How did the Third Reich turn out? How did the Soviet Union turn out? How did China and Southeast Asia turn out? Huh? How's the world today turning out? Let's see what they all do. Let's see how powerful this deception really is. And then in the next segment, we're going to tell you from a technological point of view what men are really trying to do. Revelation 13. So ask yourself this question. Do you worship Satan the devil or not? Your first answer is going to be, of course not. But notice this. Verse 3, and the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast, and they worshiped the dragon, who is what, where we started out? Satan the devil. You would say, oh, I don't do that, I worship the true Jesus. Really? How do you know? Well, my minister told me. Really? Well, he's such a nice man. Is that true? How does Satan appear? We'll cover that in the next segment. He doesn't come to you with a pitchfork and horns and say, I am the devil. He comes to you and says, I'm God. He comes to you and says, do your own thing. He comes to you and says, ah, don't pay any attention to the Bible. You don't want to read that. Oh, these Christians who claim to read the Bible, and most of them really don't understand it because they follow Satan's instruction to reject most of it. So they're also deceived, though they think they're saved. And they worship the dragon who gave authority to the beast. So the question is, whom do you worship? The question is, how does Satan come? How does he appear? What does he bring? Just like he told Adam and Eve, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall become like God. You can decide good and evil. You don't have to follow God. After all, there are a lot of kooks in those religions. So why would you want to be associated with them? Well, you need to write for our other book, Lord, What Should I Do? We're going to reach some crossroads coming down in the future, and we have to know, what should we do? You need that book. We'll send it to you at no cost. These are vital and important things that we need to understand and to show and expose the workings of Satan the devil, which are going to come in a dazzling array of fantastic technological improvements. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying, so long. Until next time.